General operating budget. Generating revenue. Operating expenses. Budgeting. Gross and net incomes. And emergency funds. Introduction. The general operating budget is an integral part of any company's structure. Like the business plan, the budget serves as a roadmap. It helps the company project income and expenses to allocate its resources accordingly. Budgeting takes place yearly to keep the company on track. Revenue. Where does it come from? Broker commission split. The primary source of a real estate brokerage's revenue comes from commissions the broker collects. Each time a brokerage closes a deal, it collects a commission for services rendered. The broker splits the commission with the agents involved in the transaction. Example: broker commission split. Sales agent Jorge lists a property for $457,000. The property sells for $450,000. Jorge's broker collects a 6% commission on the deal and splits it equally with the buyer's broker. How much will Jorge and the brokerage each collect from the sale? Other means of revenue for brokerages. A brokerage's revenue is proportionally related to the number of transactions it closes. The more agents a broker has working for them, the more revenue the brokerage will collect from commissions. For example, if a broker sponsors 10 agents who close one transaction each month for $5,000 each after the buyer's broker commission, the brokerage would collect $50,000 in revenue from commissions. Some brokerages derive income from property management fees or leasing fees. Brokers can charge investors a percentage of an income property's collected rents or a flat fee for managing a property. Brokers can also generate revenue by collecting desk fees from agents that cover technology, administrative support, office space, and brokerage-branded marketing materials. Charging desk fees and transaction fees helps brokers offset the cost of education/training programs, technology, and office space for agents. The costs of doing business. Where does it go? Operating expenses. All businesses incur operating expenses as part of their everyday operations. A business cannot create a product or provide a service without incurring operational costs. A real estate brokerage is no different. It must spend money on office supplies, marketing materials, software licensing, and database subscriptions. It also needs to pay its assistants and employees. Brokers with brick-and-mortar locations must also pay overhead costs, such as rent or mortgage, insurance, and property taxes. Fixed expenses. Fixed expenses are expenses that stay the same from month to month, like rent or mortgage payments. Variable expenses change often, based on supply and demand and usage. Common costs associated with business. Bullet transaction expense, including commissions, franchise fees, referral fees, etc. Bullet payroll, including the broker's salary, all employees, and employee benefits. Bullet rent or mortgage payments. Bullet company credit card payments. Bullets advertising and marketing. Bullet service fees, website creation/maintenance, custodial/cleaning, other services. Bullet supplies and equipment. Bullet taxes. Bullet licenses. Bullet dues. Bullet publications. Bullet banking costs. Bullet repairs and equipment replacement. Bullet recruiting new agents. Bullet insurance. Bullet software. Bullet utilities including internet. Bullet miscellaneous. Some are fixed costs, that is, the same from month to month. In contrast, others are variable, fluctuating from month to month or season to season. Fixed expenses, EAFE, include rent or mortgage payments, insurance, and payroll. Fixed expenses remain more or less consistent during the year. In contrast, variable expenses, VE, include utilities, marketing and advertising, and credit card debt. These expenses increase when the brokerage's demand for them grows. For example, a brokerage office will have higher electricity bills in the summer as the temperatures soar. It should spend less on electricity when the temperatures stabilize in the fall. marketing, and advertising are ongoing expenses. However, brokerages often increase their marketing and advertising budget when their existing marketing plan is not as fruitful as expected. They ramp up their marketing efforts to reach their target audience, increasing the monetary outlay. Budgeting. Ways to create a budget. Budgeting is good business. Creating a budget helps business owners allocate their money successfully to have enough income to cover expenses and make a profit. Business owners who do not develop budgets can overspend and eat into their profits or not have cash on hand for an emergency, which could cause them to go out of business quickly. There are several excellent reasons to create a budget, including 1. It ensures the availability of financial resources to cover operational costs and overhead. 2. It helps the business owner create and realize financial goals. 3. It helps the broker prioritize the allocation of funds. Considerations when creating a budget. The broker should estimate their income and expenses for the month, the quarter, or the year. These projections help inform the budget. They should consider the following when creating a budget. 1. How much money does the broker estimate the firm will make for the year? The broker should collect information on the average sales price of properties in their market. What is the average commission? How many transactions can one agent close on average? How many agents does the broker sponsor, and how does the broker split commissions with them? The broker should also include the revenue it receives from referrals, agent desk fees, and any other income it earns. 2. How much money does the broker spend on expenses? Throughout the year, the broker should add together all fixed and variable expenses. These expenses are what are required to keep the business running. Not all brokerage expenses look the same. Larger brokerages have more agents and need more office space, technology, and training programs to recruit and maintain top-producing agents. Virtual brokerages will have less overhead devoted to rent or mortgage payments. 3. How much money does the broker need to set aside for an emergency fund? Every business should have reserve funds it can access for an emergency. Unexpected events happen. Just think about the COVID-19 pandemic of 2020. Businesses had to pivot quickly to maintain operations. Companies spent big bucks outfitting their employees with laptops, monitors, and other tech to work from home. They purchased cloud-based software to make it all happen. 4. What are the broker's financial goals? This is a key question to consider when developing a budget. How much money does the broker want to make? Does the broker want to expand to other markets? Why are budgets important? Brokers can work from the previous year's budget when creating a new one. If the firm made a profit the year before, what can it do differently to earn even more? Or, on the flip side, if it didn't make a profit, how can the budget be reworked to ensure that it will? A business must have more revenue than expenses to realize a profit at the end of the year. How does a real estate brokerage increase revenue? More closed transactions. The usefulness of the budget is proportional to the realistic nature of the broker's projections. It is easy for brokerage owners to project overly ambitious earnings or underestimate the costs. Although this makes the projections look better on paper, it diminishes the usefulness of the budget. The best practice is for companies to gather and thoroughly analyze all available data about internal and external forces that affect income and expenses. Using data to inform decisions helps business managers identify vital indicators of success and growth to develop a well-planned budget. Estimate slightly higher than what seems realistic, and never forget about all the unknowns that can directly affect your bottom line. When companies use a balanced budget approach, a budget in which expenses do not exceed revenue, they demonstrate financial responsibility and sound judgment. They must cut costs in other areas when they incur additional large expenditures. The alternate approach is to operate with a deficit budget, in which a company spends more money than it makes. Companies operating at a budget deficit will eventually deplete their cash reserves. Estimating gross income and net income. Gross income. Gross income may also include commissions from sales, referral fees, and other fees for services. Brokers can receive a referral fee from service providers like movers, contractors, cable companies, or telecommunications providers for referring clients to them as long as they disclose it in writing to their clients. Generally, brokers include this disclosure in their listing agreements or buyer representation agreements. Gross income. Gross income is the brokerage's total income before expenses. Many brokerages now charge a transaction fee that covers administrative costs, document storage, and marketing costs. Most transaction fees are a few hundred dollars, though it depends on the market and the services the brokerage offers. Clients are responsible for paying the fee, and agents are responsible for informing them of it. If the agent does not charge the client the transaction fee, the agent is responsible for paying it. The broker will hold the fee from the agent's commission. To estimate the business's gross income, brokers should utilize revenue goals and data gathered during the analysis phase to make revenue projections. To determine transaction revenue, multiply the average sale price by the number of transactions expected. Example: gross income. Jay sponsors 3 agents at his brokerage. He estimates that 2 of them will close 2 transactions per month, with the 3rd closing only 1. The average sales price of the homes in his market is $300,000. The average commission charged to the client is 6%, which the brokerage splits evenly with the buyer's agent. Currently, Jay splits the broker's commission 50-50 with his agents. How much commission revenue will Jay's brokerage earn for the year? The revenue projections for Jay's brokerage look like this. Brokers who charge their agents desk fees can count them toward their gross income. However, most of them use the fees to offset the costs of education and technology they offer to their agents. Net income. After projecting the brokerage's gross income, the broker deducts all expenses. The difference is the anticipated net income. Managers tend to adjust and readjust various line items in their yearly budgets until they find the most cost-effective ways of conducting business. A primary purpose of the budget is to enable the entrepreneur to make informed operational decisions. Action items necessary to build your business should be written so that measuring your achievements is straightforward. Banks will also ask you about your business plan when you try to borrow funds to grow your business. That business plan is crucial to have the roadmap for daily and annual focus. Net income. Net income is the gross income minus the total expenses. Emergency fund / reserves. Every entrepreneur should have cash reserves set aside for emergencies. Emergency funds provide peace of mind when times are hard. The real estate industry is affected by the economy, the geopolitical climate, the weather, changing tastes, and a host of other external factors. When there is a downturn in the housing market due to economic factors, agents and brokers feel the pinch. An emergency fund is like a financial safety net the broker can turn to when the money is not coming in. There is no industry-prescribed amount a broker or real estate agent should have in their emergency fund. It depends on each case. Some financial experts recommend anywhere from 3 to 6 months of cash reserves, but the more you can save, the better. When creating an emergency fund, the broker should look at the firm's spending. This should be simple if the broker has already made a budget. How much money does the broker need to set aside to cover monthly expenses and still have enough to feel comfortable? Brokers should keep their cash reserves in an account that offers easy access. They can invest it so that it makes money for them. However, it must be easily accessible in an emergency, perhaps in a high-yield savings account, but not in risky investment vehicles like stocks. A word of caution: the emergency fund should be a dedicated account just for emergencies. Never mix it with the day-to-day business account, or you could be tempted to dip into it whenever you want to spend money on something expensive. Brokers should ensure that there are enough funds available when times are hard. Brokers who have to dip into their emergency funds should also replenish them after they get back on their feet.